This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
It had been a life of wandering, walking, leading people, a nation through battles and bloodshed, driving out the people from the land that God had promised them, but they were too weak to believe. It had been a life in which he walked with and was trusted by a man to whom God talked with as a friend. Moses, serving and learning from him, being invited to go up with him onto the Mount Sinai, Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. He was chosen by Moses directly to go with him in charge with spying out the land of Canaan, Exodus chapter 13, verse 16. And he was one of only two of the spies who trusted God enough to believe God would give them the land they were promised. And then he, too, had to wander for 40 more years before he was allowed into that land that he saw because the others didn't believe. Numbers chapter 14. It was this man, Joshua, that God chose to lead his people into the promised land and drive out all the inhabitants. It was this man, Joshua, that God told again and again, "Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 23. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. And again in verse 9. It was Joshua who was strong and courageous, who God was with wherever he went. But it wasn't easy. You see, Moses had Joshua by his side. But a reading of the book of Joshua shows that Joshua is a man who has pretty much led the people on his own through battle after battle, slaughtered nation after nation to bring about God's purpose. And because of Joshua's faithfulness, the Holy Spirit tells us in Joshua chapter 21, verse 43 through 45, "And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass." It was a full life, that's for sure. And when it was time for Joshua to pass, to finally rest from his labor, even then, in Joshua's final words, he was a servant of the Lord. The Holy Spirit provides for us Joshua's final speech to God's people in Joshua chapter 24. Here, he delivers his final sermon. One more time, he reminds them of where they came from. He reminds them of the life they lived in the wilderness, in bondage, that God gave them the land they didn't even labor for. They ate from the vineyards and the olive groves they didn't even plant. Verse 13, he reminds them of the Lord's faithfulness. And he reminds them that God who fulfills his promise is also a jealous God who will consume them. Verse 19, there's a lot in this final declaration. But there's a familiar verse that you may even have hanging in your house as I do in mine. It is Joshua's challenge to the people. Let's begin in verse 14 of Joshua chapter 24. "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods in which your fathers served that were in the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This is a lot of context, important context to get to that last part of that verse 15 that is my focus for my conversation today. That phrase, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There's a lot about Joshua we know, as I discussed leading up to that verse. But there's a lot we don't know about him. Was he married? If yes, did he have children? Did he have servants? These are details that we don't know, that the Holy Spirit has not shown us. But in this phrase, "and my house," that Joshua declared, a promise of a household faithful to the Lord. However, whoever lived in Joshua's house, whoever was a part of his household, he was confident in making this promise, "We will serve the Lord." And I would argue it's easy to infer that whoever that may have been would not have been surprised at the promise that Joshua made, whoever that was in that household. I can't imagine anyone in his home being shocked by this statement, because Joshua's first priority was always serving God's purpose. That's who he was. That's how he lived. And that's why in Joshua chapter 24, verse 29, the Holy Spirit says, "Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died." Joshua was able to make his declaration that his house would serve the Lord. It was a promise. It was a statement of what would happen in his home. And that, my dear sisters and my friends, is why the Holy Spirit was able to give us evidence of his faithfulness long after his death, when God wrote in chapter 24, verse 31, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that survived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel." Many of us have Joshua chapter 24 and that last part of verse 15 hanging on plaques from Hobby Lobby on our walls, or stitched into banners framed in our home. It is a beautiful statement, and it's an easy thing to say, but it is a serious promise for sure. It means the man who is head of that home is able to claim that all of his decisions are in service to God's purpose. It means the man who is head of the home is able to prove the claim that whoever is under his roof in his home, he will have them serve the Lord first and foremost. That he will have a wife that puts herself under subjection to her husband, does not argue when her husband makes a decision contrary to hers that's based on leading their home in the way more perfectly. It means that there's a wife there that will fulfill her role in teaching their children to obey and submit themselves to their father because he is in subjection to his Lord and will answer for his leadership in the home, just as she will give an account for her role in the marriage. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. There's a lot in that promise. I actually have two of those plaques in my home that declares the promise Joshua made to God's people before he died. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It says that to whoever enters our home, that my husband and his house will serve the Lord. And my husband actually means it. And I'm grateful for that, because it's a reminder to me that in my commitment to live in that house with my husband in our home, I have made the promise to serve the Lord first, beyond my selfishness and my weaknesses. It reminds me what my purpose is. It reminds me, like Joshua, I must be prepared to do battle every day to fulfill God's purpose in this world, in my life, in my home. It reminds me that at the end of the day, I will be weary from those battles. But it reminds me that this promise, this is my life. And it reminds me that all of this, this life, this living, this purpose, serving the Lord, it's not just words on a plaque. And it is for this that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.